Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Yep.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. And my name is Faye Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. Today, I am so excited because we have another special guest on the show, and it's going to be a great show. So sit down, relax. Take a pen and paper and make sure you take some notes because our guest speaker, our guest for today is Deera Perdomo. How are you doing, Ms. Perdomo?
Hi, I'm good. Good. How are you? Thank you very much for having me and hello, everybody.
Oh, we're so excited to have you on the show. Excuse me. And today we'll be talking about how businesses can be successful in a digital world. So today is Friday. It is August 28, 2015, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. So let's go ahead and dive in. Ms. Deera Perdomo is a business coach, marketing expert, best-selling author, speaker, and award winner. She has helped countless small business owners, entrepreneurs, and professionals connect the dots of marketing, social media, networking, and branding to grow their business. Recognized as someone who powerfully connects with people professionally and socially, Deera brings her networking techniques to both sides of the Atlantic. So she is an awesome, awesome woman, and also I'm excited to have her on the show as well because she is a business coach, one of the business coaches with the Power Path Success Coaching Program. But we'll get to that at the end of the show, but I just wanted to make sure that we acknowledge her as one of our business coaches on that project. So, Ms. Perdomo, tell us, how did you get started in becoming an entrepreneur and getting so involved in this social media, networking, and marketing?
Well, I hope you have, like, the whole day. But I will make it short.
We have 30 minutes, but we can break them down into different days.
Yeah, absolutely. I will make it short. Well, first of all, I'm originally from France, and I'm sure that people will probably recognize my accent.
Yes.
When I was younger, I always had a dream, which is to live in the United States and mainly in New York. So one day in 1998, I decided to quit my job on a Friday night to start my business in the morning, and I was still in France at that time. I had no clients, no saving, nothing, no entrepreneurship skills, but I knew that I had the motivation and I had the goals to succeed. So I started my business in France as a virtual assistant and then transferred it to a telemarketing company. And for 2 years, I ran the business. And then after 2 years, I was able to move to New York. And I saw that I could grow the business in New York and eventually find clients in New York who wanted to start the business in France, realized it wouldn't work. So what I did, I decided to start a different business in New York, and I started organizing networking events. And I have to say that when I arrived in New York, I pretty much didn't speak English. I didn't know what was networking. I never saw it before. I didn't even know the word networking. I learned that, and I saw it in different places. Learning how to do business in the American way, I found out that everybody say that they find their clients mainly through networking. So I attended numbers of networking, and then I decided to start my business organizing events, and that's how I started my venture in the United States. And then I realized that going to events, everybody was saying, oh, that's good, let's have coffee. So that's what I was doing. And for 6 months, I had coffee with everybody at Starbucks or tea at Starbucks. And I was pretty much spending my life at Starbucks. But then I realized that nothing was happening. People don't follow up. People don't really connect with you after that. And I said, well, if I want to grow my business, I definitely have to do something in order to bring some clients. So I learned more on how to network correctly. And then within the next 2 years, everybody was calling me the connection queen because people were saying my business everywhere, my events everywhere, and they were asking me what I was doing and how I was able in less than 2 years, not speaking English and not being able to know anybody at first, to really grow the business that way. So I personally needed that I was doing something special. But if everybody were asking me, it means apparently I was doing something different. So I decided to start a program and say, okay, if everybody asked me what I do, so I created a product and said it was a home study course, and I said, okay, now the product is here. Now I tell you everything that I do in my business so you can go buy the product and do the same. And I thought it will be enough. So people bought the program, but then they came back to me and said, okay, now we know what you do, but we need more training. We need you to help us to really do exactly the same way. And that's actually how I started to become a coach, not because I decided to be a coach, but just because people were asking me what I was doing.
Wow.
So that's really how I started the business. And then a few years later, the social media arrived. So what I did the same thing with social media. I learned on how to use social media. And then again, very quickly, I was everywhere because my main thing is how to grow the visibility. So again, people were asking me, what do you do? How do you do it? And then so I continue to coach people and then to teach them on what to do, and then it's grown to my to my coaching business. And then now I coach people in Europe, I coach people in Canada, I coach people in the United States, and then I teach them really how to, first of all, define the branding as an entrepreneur, and then also how to grow the visibility online and offline in order to attract clients instead of chasing clients. And I know most of the people don't like to sell, so I teach them to sell more without selling.
Wow, that is definitely the key. That is definitely, definitely the key. And I've come to realize any successful business owner, any successful entrepreneur, you have to not only be have good people skills, but you have to learn how to sell. Because at the end of the day, if you continue to have conversations with clients or prospective clients, but yet you don't ask for anything. You just continue saying, this is what I can do, this is what I can do. But you have to ask them, say, okay, are you ready to buy my program? Are you ready to get started? You know, I think, and I initially had the same issue. I was afraid I would have great people skills, have great conversations with people, tell them what I do, how I got started, but closing the deal was a challenge for me. So when I started to realize it's not rude to ask for the sale. It's actually a proper business etiquette or business manner to ask for a sale, because if someone comes to you and they're wanting a service from you, but you're not even offering them an opportunity to buy into it, you're just giving, then that's all you're going to get.
Yeah, the thing is, most of the people, they're very good at what they do, but they never learn marketing. They never learn. Mm-hmm. They never took sales class. They never go to school for that, necessarily.
Yeah.
And then most of the people, they hate selling. So when they present the product or the services, but when it's come to close, I mean, they don't know what to do, and they're afraid. They don't confident enough in themselves. So they don't even finish the conversation, and they just expect that they said enough to people for them to buy. But as I said to all of my clients, there's a way to, instead of doing a pitch, it's to go to conversation to conversion. So you have to communicate differently. You have to show your expertise. You have to give a teaser of what you can do. You can to show the social proof that you can have. You can show what the result that you have with your clients, so you can show the benefits of working with you. And then usually when you do it correctly, and I have this formula, which is connect, communicate, and convert. And when you use that formula correctly, people see you everywhere, online, offline. So instead of chasing clients, and since people see you everywhere, then at some point they come to you because they like what you say, they like what you do, how you do it. They see that it's working because they notice that there's a lot of testimonials and you have a lot of clients who say the result that they have. So they see those testimonials and they say, well, you know, I'm like this person. I have the exact same problem. I can see the results this person had working with this, for example, working with me. So then they come back to me and they say, well, I saw what you were able to do for this person. I want the exact same results. Mm-hmm. So then you attract people to you. You don't have to sell anything. And then when you're in this conversation, since they already saw the proof and the benefits of working with you, you definitely don't have to do a sales pitch. When they come to you, they're pretty much ready to work with you. And that's the reason why I help people to really communicate instead of selling. Because when people come to you and they know that they want to work with you, you're the person, the only person that can help them, then your price, it doesn't matter. You can be twice the price that most of your competitor. They want to work with you and nobody else. So, of course, not everybody will have the budget eventually. So some people will come back to work with you later, time to find the money, but they will be ready to wait. I always give the example of Tony Robbins. When I attended his business mastery a few months ago, he mentioned, so his program, one-on-one program, is $1 million. So we could wonder, who can pay $1 million? I mean, there's some, there's a gazillion of coaches in the United States who want to pay $1 million. But this, and then for $1 million, I think you have access to him like 4 times a year. So it's not like you call him and hang out with him the whole year. But still, there's 18 months. The waiting list is 18 months.
Wow.
So the people see the results with Tony Robbins, and they're ready to wait for 18 months to work with him and invest the $1 million instead of going of working with somebody else, because he built this credibility. And of course, you know, all over the world, pretty much people know who is Tony Robbins. So we know what the result we can get with him. So when you get that result, I don't say that you will have 18 months of waiting list, but when people
that would be good,
though. That would be good, but, you know, we know Tony Robbins, but, you know, we can still have a success. And then when people really see who you are, what you do, how you do it, when they like you, when they trust you, and when, and more importantly, when they see the result that you have with your clients, so the benefits of working with you, then they will come to you. They will find the money. Most of my clients don't have the money to work with me because I'm a high-end program. It's a high-end. They don't have necessarily the money, but they all find a way to find the money. I had actually a client that I did a session, a free strategy session last week. When she came to me at the session, she told me, I already went to see my bank to take a loan to take your program.
Wow.
So when people know the result, what they can have with you, they will do whatever it takes to find the money to work with you, because they know that they will have the return on the investment. And instead of working with somebody that may be less expensive but doesn't show the same credibility, well, they will be willing to do whatever it takes to succeed. So meaning if they want to succeed, they also have to invest in themselves. And that's what I said, you know, when you connect, communicate, and convert, you never have to do a pitch sales.
And that is so valuable that you say that, because as I continue to connect with different people in the coaching industry, especially the leaders in the coaching industry, you know, they say the same thing over and over again. Do not be afraid to have high-end products, because that's where you, when you have a niche and you have your area of expertise, and even going to the digital world, realizing that when you find your specialty, the price point, the people who are connected to your product and or service, or who want you, just like you said, or do whatever they need. I know for me, when I was looking for coaches, every time that I got a coach, sometimes they were a little pricey and they were out of my budget, but I was like, you know what, I have to do something. I got to figure something out to get this coach, because they're going to take me to this next level, or they have this particular skill set that I need in order to add to my business or whatever. So it is definitely true that people will do whatever they need to do in order to get what they need from you. But let's talk about, how do you tap into, when it's a global market, so many people are doing so many different things online. How can a business owner find confidence on the digital world?
Well, the first thing, and the biggest mistakes for everybody who start a business, whether it's online or offline, is that usually people start the business because they have an idea, but they don't do the primary research. So most people don't even know who is target market, who is the ideal clients. And if we go to networking events, and I don't attend a lot of networking events anymore, but, you know, I see that even today, people, when you ask you, so who is your product for? Well, it's for everybody. Well, the problem is, if your product is for everybody, nobody is buying, because nobody is your message. So the people who say my business or my product is for everybody are the exactly the same people who struggle all the time. So people have the feeling that if the target is wide, maybe they have a chance to have a client. Now what people have to understand, and I made this mistake at the very beginning too, the more narrow is your niche, the more people will be able to relate to you. So that will be the very first thing that you need to know. Who is your target market? Who is your ideal clients? With who you want to work with? And also, because we started a business because we want to have fun and we want to do whatever we want and whatever we like. So really, what are the people you really want to work with, and not having to take a client just because you need the money? So that's the very first thing, to know exactly who is your ideal client. So then, whether you're online or offline, and it's even wider offline, when you know who is your target market, then it's much easier to know where to go. Because the reason why people say that social media is not working today, it's mainly because they try to connect with everybody. So, of course, once again, it's not working. have your target market and your ideal audience, you connect with people online that you will find in groups, for example, that it's related to your product, you're related to your target market, and then you will communicate only with those people. So then you don't waste your time spending like 3 hours a day trying to be online and trying to find a client. I teach people on how to be on social media 15 minutes a day only, but being effective, because then you only talk to your ideal clients. So that's the thing.
And then
you need to communicate with people. You need to contact with people. You know, I recommend my clients to connect with 5 new people a day on Facebook and 5 new people on LinkedIn, because you need to grow your market. But then the same thing, the same way that when I started networking, people say, oh, let's have coffee and see what happened, but nobody follow up. In social media, people do the same mistakes. They just ask people to be friend, or they click they ask to be fan, but then nothing is happening with those people. So, of course, you don't build a relationship. So on social media, it's the same. You know, you connect with people, you send them a message, and you don't send the default message that, do you want to be part of my network? Because that doesn't mean anything. You have to introduce yourself. You have to ask questions about them. What do they do? You need to know them. You need to pay interest to them if you want them to pay interest to you. So you need to communicate with people. You need to send all the email. You need to follow up with them. You need to go, and that's a big thing, from social media to out of social media. It means you meet people on social media, because that's where they are. We are millions of people every day on social media, so it's much easier to find them here. But then you have to ask people to speak on the phone, or to speak on Skype, or to have a conversation in order to get more, to learn more about vice versa business. So that way, when you speak with them on the phone or on Skype, you get to know more about them, and they get to know more about you. So which means when you start this relationship, people will pay, they know you now. So they will pay more attention to what you said on social media, to whatever you post. So they will put more comments. They will share what you said. And then at some point, they will really even learn even more about you, because they pay more attention to you. And then at some point, whether they need your services, and they will become your clients. And once again, you don't have to do any pitch, but they will realize that they need your expertise. Or maybe they don't need your expertise, but they know people who need your expertise. And since they know you, they will be able to refer you to other people. And once again, you have people coming to you instead of trying to chasing people all the time.
Wow. Yes, definitely. All you said, I'm just like, wow. I hope everyone is taking notes, because it is very, very important, everything that you just shared with our audience, especially when it goes to being effective on social media, because you could spend a whole day on social media and not get a return on investment. And it's all about building relationships. Yes. And it's all about building relationships, because, you know, coming, me personally coming from healthcare, going into business, you know, I've already had that people skills, but I didn't realize how valuable it is up front in the relationship. When you meet a prospective client, or if you meet anybody, you know, in the back of your mind, you're like, this person could be a client or a customer. But that's not how you start the conversation. You really get to build a relationship with them as a person. And, you know, they say people do business with who they like, know, and trust. So when you build that personal level, then in the personal side of it, you find that conversation, or you find that connection where you could say, oh, you know, we both like this, or I realize, you know, you talked about this. And then you slowly bring in your business, or slowly bring in your products and services. And sometimes you don't even have to say anything, just by how you conduct yourself, how you conduct your business. Like you said, people will see, the fruits will start to show itself. But, you know, it's a great way to really, and you never know where the client will come from.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why it's very important, whether it's live, you know, when you meet people at the networking events or seminar or conference, or when it's online, you have to have conversation. Don't even try to sell anything. Don't do any pitch, but just have conversation. Because the more people you will be able to talk to, more people will know what you do, the more chance you have at some point to convert. Once again, either they become your clients, or they send you people. And that's the reason why also online, there's so many people, there's so much noise online. So you need to differentiate yourself, and you need to stand out. So if you show social proof, if people follow you, if you have testimonials from people, or if you have a lot of people who say that not only that you're a great person, but they have great results with what you do, and people can see it on social media. So, for example, I do video testimonials with my clients. So, of course, when I post this video, then people see the results of the clients. And when they see not one, but two, three, four, 10, 20, 30, at some point they say, well, you know, really, I have to look more about this person because she gets results each time that she has a client. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of clients who double or triple their revenue within 3 months. So, of course, when they mention it on the video, on the testimonials, people say, okay, okay, maybe this is only one. And then they see the second video. Okay, there's another one, and then another one, and then another one. So at some point they say, okay, I also want to double or triple my revenue within 3 months, so I'm going to work with this person. So the social proof is very important. It's not enough to just post nice things, and, you know, because we know on Facebook, for example, quotes are very important. That brings you a lot of traffic. But you have to post those, but you also have to post information about your business. But once again, you don't want to sell anything. Really, the rules on social media is 80% of general information and 20% only of promotion. Because if you put some people that promote all the time, people don't like that. They don't want anybody to push them to sell something. So then, of course, they won't come back to your page if you try to sell all the time. But now if you share information, if you share videos with the tips, if you share an article, that you wrote, or an article from somebody else that's relevant to your audience, the more valuable information that you will post, the more people will say, oh, I like this person because really she helps me a lot. And then sometimes, you know, don't be afraid to say no to your clients if the client is not really your target market or your ideal clients. I say no very often to people because either they're not really my target market or the goals doesn't go with what I do. So if I don't see people that really, people come say, oh, I really would like to work with you, but apparently it's a lot of work, I'm not sure that I want to do the work, then I don't want to work with them. Then they're not my ideal clients because in order to get results, of course, marketing, it's a lot of work. So if people are not ready to do it, maybe they're not ready to succeed. So then in that case, I don't need their money. I don't want the money. I want the success. So if they're not ready to succeed, that's one thing. And you mentioned before about price. It's interesting because I did the same mistake as everybody, you know, trying to put my price very, very low. So a few years ago, I was selling product at $197 or $297, you know, like everybody's doing. And then I couldn't sell anything. And I was, really, I see people who sell something like a lot more. They can sell. Why can't sell anything? And then pretty much working with a coach overnight, I changed my prices, and now my prices are between $4,000 and $12,000, depending on the program. And then I don't even have any problem to fill out the program. So really, people also see, you have people at every level. I don't say that you shouldn't sell something at $197. But really, if you want the people who really want to succeed, it's not something that, you know, you can't build your business with a program at $297 for the rest of your life. I mean, you probably start with that when you start because you have no money, but you really have to grow. The more you grow your business, the more you have to invest in your business. And then at some point when I was seeing that I couldn't sell anything, I was scared to take a coach at $20,000 or $30,000 a year. But then I said, if I want the success, at some point I need to do something different. So not only that I have to take a coach, but I have to take one of the best coach. And then, of course, it means money. But it's not spending money. It's investing money in myself and in my business. And that's how, you know, I learned all the strategy and was able to grow my business. So now what if everything that I learn with the different coaches that I work with and continue to work with, I share that with my clients. So the more I grow, the more my clients grow also, because the more I learn, the more they learn. But not everybody's ready for that. And that's okay, because the same way, you know, we don't want to work with everybody. So people were not ready to that level. Like the other day, I did a survey on Facebook on the French market, and I was asking, what is your number one challenge in order to find new clients? And one person replied, I'm not ready to spend like $1,000 in order to learn. Well, that's okay, but it's not somebody. He said, I'm getting up at 5 in the morning, and then I'm taking everything for free. Well, that's okay. That's the way he wants to do it. But unfortunately, doing it that way, he will never get the success. But maybe you're not ready for that. So, you know, you want to have, and we go back to the idea of triumph. You know, I really want people who succeed and people who are ready to succeed. If I see somebody who, you know, don't want a quick things, I don't sell things. I don't know how to do quick things. So I know how to work and I know how to get results and how to get the success. So that's what I would teach to clients. And that's the reason why people need to know exactly the kind of people they want to work with. And then again, when you know exactly who you want to work with, the message is much easier to find, and people can relate to you much faster.
That is so true, because when it comes to investing yourself, before we came on the show, I actually was on Facebook earlier, and I saw a quote. I don't recall who it was, so I'm sorry I can't give credit to that person, but I did see this quote on Facebook. It said, rich people invest in the money they have left over, and poor people spend the money they have left over.
And yeah, that's from Robert Kiyosaki, actually.
Okay, yes. Go ahead.
No, it's from research for that, and it's funny you mentioned it, because I actually read that quote last week and in the book, The Secret to Millionaire Mind.
It's
completely true. I mean, the poor people, they're not ready to invest. They're so scared of the money that they spend everything they have, and if there's a little left, then they may be eventually invested. The other people, not even if you're rich already, but if you want to be, and I don't say rich in the way that you have $1 million, but if you want to succeed in your business, you know that you have to put your business first, so you have to first invest in your business, and then if you have money left, you do something. Recently, I had somebody who told me, I don't have the money to take your program. I said, well, okay, so if you think that in the future you are interested in, well, you know where to find me. And then 3 weeks later, I saw on Facebook, I'm going to Australia on vacation. So because she didn't put the value, you know, do you want to grow your business or do you want to go to vacation? What's the priority? So if the priority is the vacation, that's fine, but then don't be surprised that maybe you didn't do enough about your business in order to succeed. But both ways working, not everybody is the same way.
Yes, and it's to each a stone. Everyone is not made to be an entrepreneur, and I'm so glad you talked about that, because as you are one of the business coaches for Power Pack Success Coaching Program, which we are so excited to have you on board, as you are a leading coach in France, as you are someone who's a marketing, social media, networking guru, and, you know, this event taking place October 24, 2015, in 8 to 6 p.m., all day, 8-day workshop, an intensive workshop, where you're going to be working on your business masterpiece. It's the business plan, business portfolio, but here at Power Pack Success Coaching Program, we're calling it the business masterpiece, where Biba will share, as well as other three other coaches, including myself. I'll be talking about passion and purpose, Raj Anderson talking about business strategy, Dennis Price talking about entrepreneur mindset, and Biba talking about social media, networking, and marketing. What tips do you have for startup businesses? People who are either have an idea and they want to turn a business, or people who just started their business. From your area of expertise, what is the best advice you would give them?
Really, it's to do the research, the primary research, because they say most of the people do the mistake, and I did it at first. And then you realize that after a couple of years, it's still not working because there's something missing in your business. So it's really doing the research on what do you want to do, what's the product, do you have a market, first of all, and is there a demand, and then what are your competitors doing, what are they selling, and try to find what's missing in your competitors, and then offer this product or offer these services, and then you will have people who will come to you.
Wow. Well, you know, it's something to say that I believe 2015 is the year of great expectations. In the beginning of the year, God had told me so many great things will be coming out of this year. And I challenge our audience, as well as anyone else listening who may listen to the show either now or later, that if you really are wanting to change your life and you really want to take your life to the next level, I call that living life on your own terms. And to live life on your own terms is really stepping out there and becoming an entrepreneur, having your own business. So on October 24, 2015, come and hang out with us for Fast Track, a one-day intensive eight-hour workshop where you will get hands-on information and expertise on how to build that business so you can be able to live life on your own terms and not, you know, you can still do the vacations and still have a business that will help you to fund your vacation instead of putting your vacation on a credit card, which is debt. You know, so we are really passionate about helping people find that passion, turn it into an idea, and then eventually turn that into a business. And then also there's other opportunities to work with Power Pack Success Coaching Program as well as Biba Perdon. So if you would like more information to connect with her, Biba, where they can find you? Because I know you're everywhere.
They can find you on my website, bibaperdon.com/US for the English version, or on Facebook at facebook.com/bibaperdonfans.
Well. Once again, Ms. Perdon, thank you so much for being on the show. We are looking forward to continually having some great information on finding your hidden treasure every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. But before we end the show, I almost forgot, we cannot end the show. Today is a wonderful day. Today is an anniversary of the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with I Have a Dream speech. So I challenge you all, especially entrepreneurs, we are dreamers, we are visionaries. Today, listen to that speech, I Have a Dream, and let that dream live in you, and you live out your dream. Each of us have a purpose while we're here on this earth. So I say today, have your dream, but live it out, because as the late Dr. Miles Monroe said, many dreams are in the grave because a lot of people did not have the courage, the faith, or the bravery to live out the gifts and talents that they had in them before they left. To challenge you today, do just that. Whatever your dream is, bring it to fruition. Make it come to pass, and don't go to the grave with your dream. Go to your grave empty because you have left it out on the earth for all people to see that it is possible to live out every dream. It's possible to do what you're called to do on this earth, but it takes courage, it takes bravery, but most of all, it takes a lot of hard work. So I'm honored, as I will listen to that speech before I go to sleep tonight, later today, to inspire me and remind me that one man made a difference. How can you make a difference with your skills and talents in the marketplace? No matter how many people are out there in the marketplace doing what you do, no one can do it like you. No one can do it better than you because you are the unique advantage. You are your unique selling proposition. So go out and do it. All right? Enjoy this weekend. It is still hot in South Florida. My goodness, it is hot. But yet, I say get prepared for Hurricane Tropical Storm Erica. That is supposed to hit, I believe, on Sunday or Monday. Not sure. I'm not paying attention to it because I got too much work to do. But make sure you take care of yourself. Be prepared. But most of all, be safe and enjoy your weekend. Thank you, Ms. Perdon, for being on the show. Come back and see us.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you. Next week, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, the wonderful United States of America. Take care. Bye-bye.